Blog Talk Radio.
Additional Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, Wayne Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
What up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
That inflection in your voice, man. I guess you're a little pumped up with your Giants 3-3-0 right now.
Yeah, we're showing the Patriots one more. We're doing the same thing that we did to them in Super Bowl 42.
Yeah,
showing them how it was.
We're going to lead off with a little football. We're gonna kick off with a little football, you know, talk a little hot stove news, which is pretty cold stove news right about now, but we'll talk about that. Talk about the latest about this NBA lockout, which looks like it's never gonna end. And as always, end off with, you know, a little sports entertainment news going on in WWE and TNA. Or Impact Wrestling, as they call it now. But, you know, as usual, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, feel free to call, talk sports, entertainment, and, of course, anything else.
Oh!
What's up?
I missed a near interception again. That was nearly missed, but sorry.
Hey, no problem. I love the up-to-date notifications, feel free.
Yeah. Good game going on in the Giants-Patriots game right now.
I was checking that out a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
And the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Feel free to talk about sports, entertainment, and everything else. Know the deal. But while this giant game is going on here, yeah, we're gonna lead it off with a little Jets football, as Jets improved to 5-3, and they got their first road win. They beat the Bills by the score of 27-11. And it when you think of it, it was pretty similar. This first half with the first half with the Bills and Jets, as the Giants and Patriots game. It's like, you know, a tie, pretty much a no run game. Everybody, you know some timely interceptions.
Yep.
I mean, nobody pretty much wants to lose. It's pretty an even match. But, I mean, the Jet game, I mean, it was like, you know, they were dominating the ball, but they could never get in the end zone.
Right, right.
You know, it was ridiculous. It's until the second half, that's when their offense exploded.
Yeah, that game, much actions began in the second half, and that's when...
Exactly.
Yes, their offense exploded.
Oh yeah.
The Bills came in 5-2, I think, right?
Yes. And they lost their first home game.
Yeah. And just got their first road win, so you know.
Yep. So, you know, kudos to them, and you know, Jets hope to increase their winning streak at home when they face Miami.
Oh, they first met after they played
Patriots.
Not Miami.
I mean Patriots. My fault.
Yeah.
Jets already beat Miami like a couple of weeks ago. I meant Patriots.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. Thanks for that. Correcting me there.
And depending on the outcome of this game, next week's game might be the division lead next week.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But that'll be a big game for the Jets.
Yeah, hopefully, Big Blue can hold on to this lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the Patriots haven't been the same team since that Super Bowl.
Yeah, since there, yeah.
They haven't been that dominant. They've lost. Last year, they lost to the Jets in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, they lost to who? Didn't they lose this?
I'm trying to remember. Who was it?
Was it the Steelers?
I think it was the Steelers. Yeah,
was it?
I believe it was the Steelers.
Okay.
They lost the Steelers, and I believe it was them.
They haven't been. They haven't been dominant like we've seen in the past with them.
I think it was either Steelers or Colts. They lost. Might have been the Colts. Yeah, I think it was the Colts. Colts lost. The Colts then beat Jets, and I think that's when they won the Super Bowl, isn't it? I believe so, right? Or was it Steelers?
I'm not sure.
I forgot.
Yeah. But they haven't been the same team, since that Super Bowl loss to the Giants.
Oh, yeah. They totally lost their swagger. I mean, they lost at the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
Even that you want to lose.
Yep.
That was at the Super Bowl.
And they were undefeated that year, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the worst time you would ever want to lose a game. I mean, as a competitive athlete, you never want to lose a game. But the Super Bowl, I mean.
That's the biggest loss right there. It looks like there's an update at Foxborough. It looks like Tom Brady just fumbled the ball at the 10-yard line, so Giants have recovered the ball. So more disaster for the Patriots.
Yep. It's like they still haven't forgotten about that nightmare ending for their Super Bowl 42.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Keep it coming.
Hey, as long as we get a win here, next week we have a big game against the 49ers, who are 7-1, so. And it looks here like the Giants just scored. Jacobs just scored a touchdown, so Giants are up 10-0.
Congratulations. Oh,
don't you mean 10-0? Yeah. Hey, anytime we get to be Boston, any of the Boston teams, I love it. I don't care. Shit, I hope the New York City Marathon beat the Boston Marathon today.
Yeah, I think they did today.
Yeah, I heard this was one of the highest rated New York City Marathon, so.
Yeah, I saw towards the end of the women's one, a lady from Ethiopia, she won.
Of course.
Congratulations to her, you know.
You know, these people from Africa, they run from lions and AIDS all day, so.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
But in any case, you know, congratulations to them.
Yeah. I mean, they prepare all year for this, so, you know, congrats. I can't do it, so why should I even talk?
Who won in the men's one?
Another African guy, probably.
Was it the same guy who was it the? Because I think the guy he was from Africa, but he grew up in America or something like that. I think he won like last year. He was competing in this year's one, I think, also. I don't know
if he did. Yeah, I don't know. Let me see here. I'm online right now. Let me see. It looks like Jeffrey Mutai. He broke the record by more than 2 minutes. He finished in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 6 seconds. He's from Kenya.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I make jokes, but, you know, in fairness, I can't do it. I can't run freaking, like, miles for 2 hours. You know, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Running through all the five boroughs, man, that's crazy.
Wow, yeah. That is
great.
That's insane. That's a lot of dedication. Miles. Oh, but I take my hat to them, you know, doing that.
Yeah. And he also won the Boston Marathon also, so won the Boston and New York City Marathon.
So in essence New York Marathon did beat Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
What could we say, folks? You know, we're biased for our New York town.
Of course, man. New York all the way.
But like you were saying, the Giants are leading 10-0.
Yeah.
And hopefully they pull it off.
I hope so. But you never know with the Patriots, you know. They do have the offense to score at any time.
Oh, yeah. And over here. And this Giants and Patriots game isn't over yet, but just like R-Truth used to say when he was the good R-Truth, they haven't even started yet. We are referring to the NBA lockout here. And these guys, it looks like there's even a faction within each faction between the NBA owners and the players. Because it looks like even some of the NBA owners, they don't care what happens, even if the season doesn't, you know, start at all. They want to make sure that the salary situation, you know, get harder.
Mm-hmm.
They want to prevent another super team like Heat did. And
is it true?
Oh, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, sorry to interrupt you. I was
no,
just going to ask. Is it true that I heard that Michael Jordan is one of the owners that's preventing this, that's, you know, that wants to increase this offer to the Players Association?
That he wants to prevent it, you say, right?
Yeah.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was just about to get to that. See, we got that ESP thing going. I was just about to get to that.
Yes.
Yeah, you are right. He is the guy who's leading it. And doesn't that seem kind of hypocritical?
Yeah.
You know, this guy made so much money off that thing. Didn't this guy make like $36 million like a year?
Some around there, yeah.
Towards the end, the last year of his contract with the Bulls.
Made a lot of money.
I mean, come on, dude. That's so hypocritical.
Man, it's a disgrace.
And these guys, man. I think Jordan, I mean, as great as a player he was, man, he's like those guys that, you know, they love the attention, man. They just love attention, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, attention. They just want you to remember them, no matter what.
I agree, man.
I mean, come on, man, Jordan. I mean, you love this game, man. You supposedly love this game, man. You, when you used to play, you used to take like 1,000 free throws before the game or whatever. I mean, come on. And now you're selling out? Is that your owner?
Yeah, and Jordan is helping prevent this, and is helping to prevent the season from starting. And Dolan, of all people out here, he's one of the owners that actually wants the NBA season to begin and for these negotiations to be over with.
Dolan, right?
Yeah, Dolan, of all people.
I heard he's actually productive.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give him credit. I mean, he's trying to, you know, push this thing through. I mean,
well, you know, Dolan is selfish, you know.
But then again, he is the most profitable owner in the NBA. I mean,
that's true.
Despite you know, the team's failures.
That is true.
Even though the team did, I mean, make the postseason.
Yeah.
First time since 2004, but just like in 2004, they you know, we got swept by Nets and Celtics respectively. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, you know, they can get, you know, the players could get a deal done, and the owners can, I don't know, somehow, I don't know, we'll try to. I'm just trying to look for the silver lining, but it doesn't look like there's any.
Man, this season might not start until next year.
I know, because some of the players are thinking about decertifying from the union. It's not like Civil War stuff, like the Confederacy seceding from the union. I mean, this is like, I mean, some crazy stuff here. You got owners like Jordan who wants to hold the season hostage.
It's crazy, man.
You know, just
That's
so they
crazy.
Can change the stuff.
They don't care. You know, they don't care about the fans. You know, if you give a rat's ass what the fans think, the owners, the players, they all out for themselves.
Hey, it's billionaires versus millionaires. That's pretty much what it is. And the NBA fans and the people who work, you know, behind the scenes, the vendors, they're the ones that are getting, you know.
They're losing money.
The Montreal screw job, pretty much. So
no, got no basketball to watch. Well, at least we still got football, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, as a sports fan, I mean, it's pretty barren. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, sure, there's hockey, but I mean, most people don't watch. Who watch, you know, basketball? I mean, they don't really watch hockey. I mean, unless it's like a, you know, playoffs and you know the local teams are doing well. I mean, specifically the Rangers. I mean, there's not that much interest in hockey. You know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, these hockey players, you know, they can't dribble the puck between their legs or you know, shoot free throws.
Yo, let me tell you how bad this lockout is. Spike Lee is a bandwagon Rangers fan now.
What?
He announced it, yes.
What?
He just announced it, like, I think last week that...
Since when?
Yeah, apparently since last week or a couple of weeks ago now. He's,
wow.
You know, he jumped on the Rangers bandwagon. Now he's, you know, trying to pick out some Rangers gear.
He's watching the Rangers now?
He's not only watching them, he's attending them like their Knicks games. For briefly that one year, I think 2002, when Nets were, you know, that championship run when he did check out some Net games, you know.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess he wants to be in that limelight, you know, kind of like his nemesis / buddy Jordan. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they want to be in front of the cameras.
Well, you know, you got no basketball to watch, so why not? You know, why not watch hockey, I guess?
I guess so. But, yeah, it's crazy, man. I have no idea when this season's going to start. And now they set another deadline. So far, I mean, the season was supposed to start November 1st in the NBA. The next season was supposed to start a day later, November 2nd.
Yep.
And the whole month of November is pretty much canceled. So happy Thanksgiving to every NBA fan out there.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
You won't be able to watch it. You won't be able to watch NBA game at Thanksgiving. It's messed up. That don't even make any sense. But now they have a deadline for Wednesday, and if they don't make an agreement, it's going to get even worse.
It's like there's a deadline every – they're making a deadline every week.
Yeah, I remember over the summer, it was like they had a meeting, and then see you guys next 2 weeks. They go to another next 2 weeks meeting. They don't do it. They don't get anything done. And then they keep going to next two weeks. And then afterwards, once it gets closer to the season, that's when these guys are, you know, trying to negotiate. But then these guys are backing out of deals that they originally agreed to and all this, you know, crazy stuff. I mean, man, this is really getting ugly.
And they have had plenty of time to get this done. And this has been going on since the summertime. We're in the fall now.
I know. It's ridiculous, man. At least the NFL got their act together to make sure that, you know, they sucked it up and did it before, you know, the season started.
Yeah, exactly. And the NFL did it real quickly, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Because they actually care. They actually care.
Yeah, they actually do. And then again, NFL is the only sport that's really competitive that you don't know what year. I mean, except for a handful of teams, like the Patriots, and these last 2 years, the Jets, Steelers. You know, you don't. I mean, other than those few teams, and you know, Giants at times. You know, Giants is always a team in the hunt, playoff hunt.
Yeah,
winning the Super Bowl in 2008. But other than that, I mean, the season's always wide open. You never know who's going to be that next team.
Yeah, that's true.
But unfortunately, NBA, I mean, you don't even have to have the season. I bet you could pick out five of the eight that's going to make it into the postseason.
Yeah, every year.
Every year. If you don't have a good point guard and if you don't have a good center, you're not gonna do anything.
Yeah, but I was looking forward to see how the Knicks would do this year, and now I might not even have that chance.
And when they come back with all these concessions, man, it might even be worse. Because, you know, they're most likely going to make a lot of changes because, you know, when you're in a negotiation, I don't know if the NBA players and the owners have been listening to this, but you have to make sacrifices. You can't have everything you want it to be.
Yep.
I mean, that's
agreed.
What negotiations is. You know, you got to give a little to get a little.
Exactly.
These guys, you know, the NBA players, they don't want to give 52%. The owners don't want to give up more than 52%. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the players the fans are the ones that are really screwed out of this because, I mean, we don't get paid to watch it. We watch it because we love it.
Some of the bitches. Sorry, I'm frustrated.
Hey, man, I don't blame you, man. I'm pretty PO'd myself, man.
Yeah.
The joke, man. I mean, NBA is the first sport that I fell in love with when I became a sports fan. And
me too.
They're just crapping on the legacy of the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so far away from the good old days of the 90s, man. Not even funny.
Yeah, remember those videos, those YouTube videos I sent you?
I was just thinking about that right now. When, you know, it just brought me back. I mean, imagine, you know, I mean, you could walk on the streets of New York City. You could just talk to any random person, and they will share the equal, you know, admiration for those 90s Knicks. And let me remind you guys, those teams didn't even win any championships. I mean, they went to the finals twice. But those teams they didn't win a championship. But imagine if those guys did win a championship, how much love they would have had.
Yep.
I mean, come on. I mean, imagine if we were alive when the 70s Knicks were playing.
Man, that would have been some good times.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That just shows you how, you know, New York fans sometimes get a bad rap. You know, they get the rap, they're what have you done for me lately. I mean, predominantly the Yankee fans have that, you know, tag on them. But, I mean, generally speaking, I mean, New York fans, you know, we love winners, but if you play hard, we're going to support you.
Definitely. And now when you want to watch that stuff, you have to Now, if you want to watch basketball these days, you have to go on YouTube. That's the only way.
For real.
I mean,
or play NBA Jam or NBA 2K12.
Yep.
No, with Jordan on the cover.
Hey, I don't want there to be real NBA. You could just
for me. Yeah, it's pretty crappy these days with basketball.
No, and I not challenge anybody to tell me that the NBA back in the days was worse than now. I mean, come on.
No, it was much better back in the day, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
On NBC, come on.
There you go. All you have to say is NBA and NBC, and
you
pretty much, you win the argument.
Yep.
You don't even have to talk about the teams. You don't even have to talk about the team. All you have to say is NBA and NBC, and you win the argument.
Yep, yeah, that old school Knicks and Jordan.
Jordan was the number one reason why Knicks didn't win any championship during that era.
Reggie Miller and the Pacers, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Even though we owned the Heat, even though, you know, now they're the bad guys, you know. You know, they won their title in, what, 06?
Yep.
But they're still, you know, Knicks are still their daddy, you know. They know.
Of course, man. We'll always be their daddy. And Reggie Miller will always be our bitch. Even though he killed us sometimes, but
yeah, he did. He sure did. Oh my gosh! I wish when we were guarding him, we would have built the Great Wall of China. When he shot like I don't know how many, like 11 points in like what, like less than a minute or something.
Yeah, that was classic.
I mean, that was ridiculous, man. Even the games that we lose is better than these games nowadays. But then again, we don't have any games now because we have a strike.
Yeah, those were some classic games between the Knicks and the Pacers.
Oh, yeah. But at least Reggie Miller didn't get a championship, too, so that's all good.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, look, the Knicks didn't have a Knicks with Hewitt and didn't get a championship. You got,
You know, we could have had Reggie Miller in 97. He was a free agent at the time, but we signed Allen Houston instead.
Yep, I remember.
Imagine that.
Man, that would have been sick. I mean, yeah. Allen Houston, to his credit, he was a good Nick.
Yeah.
He did have that big shot, and he did later on, I think in 02, have like maybe two 50-point games. I mean, he was a good Nick, but I mean, at $100 million, come on, ninja, please, in the words of R-Truth.
Yeah, Reggie Miller was clutch. He was a more clutch player.
Deadly
shooter.
And I can't stand Reggie Miller. I was about to say I couldn't stand him, but I still can't stand him because back in the days, man, I still have that, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I couldn't stand that guy. I still kind of can't stand him a bit. I mean, it's not as strong as it was back in the days, but
yeah,
you know, I still can't stand that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely killed our dreams back then, our dreams and hopes.
Got Malone in Stockton. Stockman, that didn't win. Stockton, you know, they didn't win any titles. I mean,
yeah, what's the year?
How dominant that era was.
Yeah.
But, big news here. Bobby Roode turned heel in TNA, in case some guys didn't see it. And he's the new TNA champion. He defeated his former Beer Money tag team partner, Storm. I hit him on the head with a beer bottle because the referee wasn't looking. So now he finally won his first ever title. And they pretty much should have let Bobby Roode beat Angle Green at Bound for Glory. But TNA botched that story up.
Yeah.
But here's even major news. Mick Foley, after 3 years from being away from WWE, he returned at a house show in Dublin, Ireland.
Wow.
So, he verbally confronted Austin Truth, and he was a special guest referee between a match between Austin Truth and Cena and CM Punk. But there's still some news, so they haven't confirmed whether or not he's going to be at the November 14th Raw, which is next week. So, he has some
confirm that. So far, it sounds like he's not on it, but hopefully, you know, WWE is just doing what the fans, so people won't know. So it could be a surprise. But front of Foley, it looks like he's not going to be able, not going to do it, but they don't want him to do it because they feel he might, you know, overshadow Rock, you know, at the event. But hopefully, WWE is just screwing with us.
I hope so.
I want to thank you, McCauley, for coming on. Thank you. I want to thank you all for listening to Sports Urban Legend. Of course, I'm William Ramo. I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Later.